This is News Talk.
Well, that incident which the news broke late enough last night does make it onto a number of the front pages of the papers this morning. Some of them having a late night in order to get it on the front page, one would imagine. The Irish Daily Mail: family's double murder-suicide tragedy. Three members of the same family have died in a suspected double murder-suicide in County Kerry. A Garda investigation launched last night after the bodies of a father, his wife and his son were discovered in Ballyreedon in Lixnaw. The body of a woman in her 60s and her son in his 20s were found in the house when a neighbour called shortly after 9 p.m. It's also the main story in the front of the Irish Daily Mirror: three dead in murder-suicide horror. And it's the front of the Irish Daily Star: two, mother and son shot dead. And it makes the front of the Irish Times: murder-suicide suspected as three die in County Kerry. Barry Roach writing: Gardaí beginning an investigation into what they believe is a double homicide and suicide shooting following the discovery of the bodies. The other story on the front of the Irish Times is about children, obviously back to school, and a number of them having to restrict their movements. We heard yesterday up to 12,000, could be up to 14,000 children now having to restrict their movements after being a close contact of a confirmed case of COVID-19. But the Irish Times this morning says that there's a plan to relax those rules. School children who are close contacts would no longer have to self-isolate if they showed no symptoms. This is under changes being considered by health officials because, and you may have heard of this, the testing system is coming under a lot of pressure at the moment, with 14,000 children being deemed close contacts, and now public health specialists want to relax of the rules. Currently the rules require them to stay at home for at least 10 days. If these changes were to be brought in, that would apply to asymptomatic children who aren't vaccinated. So we'll wait and see what happens with it yesterday. But it's a big problem at the moment for schools. Another big problem for schools to do with this is the fact that they're the ones having to do contact tracing. This is on the front of the Examiner this morning, where schools make COVID calls to parents. So they're having to do the contact tracing before the HSE contact tracing teams are able to do the ring around. And one primary school principal who had to contact families directly to alert them about a COVID-19 case at the school is now urging the HSE to move faster to help schools with outbreaks. Last week, the HSE worked with 1,200 schools. However, as numbers rise, principals say they are making calls to families ahead of the contact tracers. Damien White, who's past president of the Irish Primary Principals Network, said that he spent around 3 hours on Monday evening contacting parents after a case was identified in his school and Offaly. And he says it was reasonably predictable that figures would go up as soon as schools reopened. I think a bit more readiness might have been expected in terms of dealing with the numbers. And that's what we heard yesterday here on News Talk as well. Excuse me, from people like Dr. Ilona Duffy and from Kieran Christie of the ASTI, now Damien White in the papers this morning as well. Everyone's saying it was predictable. We knew this was going to happen. We knew that there would be an increase in cases and that children would have to restrict their movements and contact tracing would be needed. So everyone knew it was going to happen, but it would seem like not enough measures were put in place to deal with that if now principals and teachers are having to do the ring around on contact tracing. The Irish Independent goes with a different education story, which of course is the CAO offers, which came out yesterday, the first round. I saw a lot of disappointed people on social media last night. And what the Irish Independent says is that some of the top students, and when we say top students, we mean those who got the highest points, because that's only one way of measuring, of course, how good a student is. But these students are missing out on college courses as points hit record high. And the Irish Independent breaks down the numbers, and it is amazing. The number of Leaving Cert students who got the maximum 625, 1,342. You know, it used to be that you'd see them on the news if you got the top marks. Now we've 1,342 getting 625, the maximum. That's more than double the 2020 figure and a six-fold increase on 2019. Just amazing. The extraordinary grade inflation, the Indo says, also meant that 3,300 school leavers, or more than 1 in 20, achieved at least 600 points. That's the equivalent of 6 H1s. And this now means that even those who got 600 points are now failing to secure a place because some CAO applicants who got the maximum 625 even weren't guaranteed a place on a course because the numbers reaching that threshold for some courses is more than the places available. So we have to do the famous random selection. And certainly I think radio phone-in shows will be alive over the next few days with words about random selection and how fair or unfair it is. But there we go, it puts it into context. Double the amount getting the top marks. The Irish Independent also has more on the Catherine Zappone UN Special Envoy proposed appointment, which then didn't happen, controversy. And it says the Taoiseach has said that there can be no doubt in the public's mind about how state appointments are made in the future following the controversy. A spokesperson for Micheál Martin saying the approach surrounding the selection of Catherine Zappone for the UN Special Envoy job was wrong and should not have happened in the way it did. If you are very interested in the committee appearance yesterday by Simon Coveney, or indeed if you missed some of it, there's an awful lot in the papers breaking down what exactly was said at that Oireachtas committee. The Irish Sun goes with what happened in Limerick yesterday and extraordinary pictures of the Defence Forces, a number of them searching in fields. 19 people arrested, this is on the front of the Sun, 19 people arrested and over €140,000 in cash seized after the Defence Forces and hundreds of Gardaí targeted the Keen Colopy gang in Limerick yesterday, and the mammoth operation remains ongoing. There's a lot about that in the papers as well. Now, on to the Irish Times. You may have heard about this last week, which is that the government is trying to see if we can use up some land that the Catholic Church owns for housing. And now the Catholic Primate Archbishop Eamon Martin has responded to that letter from Housing Minister Dara O'Brien. So the minister was asking the church to identify property it owns that could potentially be used for housing. And the Irish Times says that the bishop, the archbishop, has told the minister he would consider its content carefully and will, in consultation with other bishops, reflect on it during the autumn general meeting of the Irish Catholic Bishops' Conference in October. So that's sort of a wait and see approach. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien, by the way, will be in studio on the Pakenny show here on News Talk this morning, so tune in from 9. No doubt that'll be brought up as well, given the government's plea, or certainly question and wondering if the Catholic Church can provide some housing. Now, the Irish Times also goes with Sally Rooney. Sally Rooney Day yesterday is what it's called, as her hotly anticipated third novel, Beautiful World, Where Are You, hit the shelves. And the Irish Times went to Hodges Figgis bookshop in Dawson Street. It opened early at 8:30 to catch readers en route to work. By 9 o'clock yesterday morning, that bookshop had sold 15 copies of the book, and then by noon they'd sold around 60 copies. People were coming in specially for it, and signed copies were moving quickly. Just amazing, the whirlwind surrounding Sally Rooney at the moment, and she sort of has that touch where she can do no wrong, it would seem, in literary circles, although she does have her critics on social media. But they're also, she's one of those authors, I think, who people either love or hate the work that they write, but certainly enough people like it to have a very successful career so far. Now, two final stories for you. One comes from the Irish Daily Mail, and we've all had this experience, I think, when you're doing your shopping and you go up to the till and there's sweets at the till or chocolate bars or whatever, you're tempted to buy them. It turns out if there's fruit there, you're also tempted to buy it. So the headline is, more fruit bought if sweets ditched at the tills. And the Mail says it could all be down to shops layout after a study found that prioritising fruit over sweets encourages healthier choices. Placing an expanded fruit and veg range near entrances to stores could boost their sales by 10,000 portions each week. And at the same time, if you switch sweets for water at the checkout counters, you could reduce their sales by 1,500 per store. So there's a nice lesson there for some of our shops if you want your customers to be a little healthier. And finally, from the Daily Express this morning, something else I think a lot of us have experienced, which is just deciding what you're going to watch on telly, what movie you're going to watch. Well, we're wasting a lot of our time choosing what to watch on TV takes 100 days or 3 months out of our life. A new study shows in the average week, 24 minutes are spent picking a show and 25 minutes selecting films. But this bit I love, almost half of people surveyed said they often end up failing to watch anything. I definitely do this. You sort of spend an hour trying to find something to watch, then you just end up going on your phone or else you re-watch things that you've seen before because it's just easy to watch.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.